Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you take the trash out at your house on a regular basis? Or is that somebody else's job? Have you ever had a pileup of junk and stuff that needs to be thrown out? Realistically, keeping up with trash, junk, and stuff is part of living well. This is true for your inner person, too. I'm excited to get into this content. How high is your tolerance for junk that piles up in your home? How much stuff can you put up with before you just dump it all in a box and head for Goodwill or to a trash deposit? Incidentally, did you know junk and stuff piles up in your heart and mind? It can get pretty cluttered. Plus, it's hard to navigate through all the piles. You know, it looks awful. Sometimes the aroma it leaves in your life is pretty bad. All that clutter inside your heart and mind affects your spirit, your perspective, and your ability to manage each day. Additionally, it interferes with living an alive and active life. You were created to be successful in practical ways each day. However, that means you must manage your life. Get rid of junk and stuff that clutters your soul. Well, we need to talk about what to dump and what to keep. Have you ever wondered what to get rid of or what to keep? Especially when it comes to the unseen things of your heart and mind. Some of those things can be confusing to manage. Subsequently, let's explore what Scripture teaches to get rid of and what to keep. God helps clear things up by giving practical help. He wants you to keep the good stuff and nurture it in order to do two things: glorify God and do good to people around you. Simultaneously, He wants you to get rid of the bad junk. Just chuck it. How do you know which is which? Well, thankfully, God always provides everything you need for your life and for godliness. That is almost a direct quote of 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Here are a couple of passages that give great advice on junk and stuff. Let's talk about, first of all, what to get rid of. Interestingly, Ephesians 4 verses 30 and 31 says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice." This verse tells you what junk and stuff to get rid of. So what's the list of junk to get rid of? Let's go through the verse bit by bit, phrase by phrase. First, it mentions grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Did you know you can grieve God's Spirit? Besides, His Spirit is the very seal you have to guarantee eternal life since you trusted Jesus. Grieving God breaks your relationship with Him. So, it's no surprise that this scripture tells us to not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Following that, it says to get rid of some things. First is bitterness. Are you bitter about things that have happened to you or to others? Do you need to forgive someone? It says to get rid of rage. What bugs you so much that you almost lose control? That's what God says to get rid of. Then it says to get rid of anger. Do you have a healthy or a godly color of anger? Or does your anger scream? Scripture says, "Don't sin in your anger," Ephesians 4:26. Following that, it says to get rid of brawling. Do you occasionally get rough and tough, noisy? Are you sometimes under the influence of anything that affects your judgment? Do you like a good fight, even if just in words? Then it says to get rid of slander. What kinds of words do you speak about others behind their back? And finally, get rid of malice. Do you want someone to suffer injury or harm for what they've done? Do you return evil for evil? All right, that was a look at what to get rid of. Now let's talk about what Scripture says to hang on to. So equally, Philippians 4, 8 and 9 tells you what to hang on to. Here we go. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I've often referred to this passage as a kind of thinking grid. It clearly tells you what things to keep in your mind, so whenever you wonder if a thought should be allowed, put it through the grid. It's simple, and it answers the question if you should keep that thought to let it grow. Let's look specifically at the grid. And here's what you would do. It's just pretty simple. You say, is my thought true? Is it noble? Is it right? Pure? Is it lovely? Admirable? And is it excellent? Is it praiseworthy? If you can say yes to all those things, then that's something you should continue to think about. There's another good tool. It's a godly example. Strategically, you can adopt behaviors of a godly mentor who walks closely with Jesus. Here are some points to consider as you think about a godly mentor. First of all, what does this person teach you by their daily life? Next thing, have you received important examples of good choices from them? How about this one? Do they speak about God's principles and teachings with a credible model in their life? Credible means believable. And then the last point I would bring to your attention is, as you watch their life, what specifics do they put into practice? So those are some things you can think about when you consider a godly mentor. Practically speaking, this person might be someone close to you or a person from a distance. And if you want a little bit more about my three mentors, just simply check for that episode. It's called My Three Mentors. There's a lot of really good stuff in that episode. So let's keep moving on here. When Paul talks about his own example, he's very hard on himself. In fact, he works daily to be above reproach. Yet he also lives in a way that presents freedom to be the person God created. So he's a mentor of a deterrent and an inspiration. So his mentorship, again, is it focuses on deterrent and inspiration. Remarkably, Paul says, if you follow a godly example, the God of peace will be with you. In other words, you will not only know what to hang on to and what to get rid of, you'll also know a freedom you've never enjoyed before, a confident peace and joy of being yourself. Well, okay, let's talk about some guidelines and let's talk about freedom. You need both. Guidelines and freedom. I'd be shocked if you've never experienced loneliness, discouragement, or loss. I'd even be surprised if you have never had a bit of depression creep into your soul. Additionally, I'd believe you if you told me you've sometimes felt plain old worn out and tired in life. The passages we just explored provide a plan to manage your heart so you can maneuver through challenges and troubles that are common to all people. You were meant to follow guidelines. Plus, you were meant to live in freedom. Okay, so specifically, we're going to talk about each of those topics, guidelines and freedom. The first will be guidelines. Whatever you allow into your heart and thoughts are seeds that grow. The same is true of temptations. If you let those seeds stay, they become patterns of sin. However, if you keep working the soil of your life and pluck out, get rid of, whatever doesn't belong, you stay healthy. That's why you need a trash can outside your mind. Thankfully, God gave you one, a trash can right outside your mind. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in just a bit. Well, simultaneously, you have to replace the junk and stuff you throw out with positive ideas, seeds that grow into goodness, peace, joy, purpose, into freedom, kindness, and so on. Why is this important? Well, when you dump junk and stuff, if you don't replace that space with something good, it will fill up again with junk and stuff. You choose. Only you control what goes on in your head and in your heart. So those were some guidelines, and we all need guidelines. But let's talk about freedom a little bit more. The freedom Jesus gives enables you to control what goes on in your heart. You decide who you will be each moment. In fact, you choose the kind of person you'll be all your life. Yes, you have this much freedom and this much power in Christ. Why not use it to be a healthy person who makes good choices? Freedom is power. Now we're going to talk about that trash can. You know, we said you have a trash can right outside your mind. Well, this is the trash can for junk and stuff. The trash can outside your mind is there by God's design as part of an effective system to keep you pure in heart. So how does it work? It's there to collect all the junk and stuff that doesn't belong in your mind and heart. Incidentally, it's up to you to take out the trash. And if you sincerely mean to get rid of it, slam the lid. It feels good to get rid of junk and stuff that interferes with your peace, joy, and hope. Here are some action steps to help you. First of all, agree with what God says to get rid of and hang on to certain things. Second, take out the trash regularly. Third, replace that space with treasure. Four, be the person He created in freedom and with joy. Number five, fulfill your life purpose to honor God, especially in small daily details. Number six, serve and encourage others around you. And number seven, claim the hope of salvation that you will enjoy forever. And by the way, that starts right now. So let's go through that list one more time. The action steps that help you to know what to get rid of, what not to get rid of and hang on to, and how to handle your trash can. Number one, agree with what God says to get rid of and what He says to hang on to. Number two, take out the trash regularly. Three, replace that space with treasure, things that please the Lord. Number four, be the person He created and do that with joy and freedom. Number five, fulfill your life purpose to honor God, especially in small daily details. Number six, serve and encourage others around you. And finally, number seven, claim the hope of salvation that you will enjoy forever. And it starts right now. Let's move on to the application thoughts and questions for today's content. Number one, do you have any trash that needs to be taken out of your heart and mind? Number two, what things clutter your soul and pull you down? Next question, do you have a regular trash day to dump junk and stuff in your life? Then, Do you slam the lid with resolve? And incidentally, as a Jesus follower, trash day is every day. Number four, have you identified what to get rid of? Now let's review Ephesians 4, 30 and 31. I'm going to go ahead and read that verse to you again because that's the summary. Here we go. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of, and here's the list, all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling, slander, and every form of malice. So that's what we're supposed to get rid of. Next question. Do you know what to hang on to? Let's review Philippians 4, 8, and 9, because that verse also is really good at summarizing what we're supposed to hang on to. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And then it goes on to talk about a godly mentor. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And then the incredible promise after that is that if you do those things, the God of peace will be with you. That's pretty cool. Number six, have you asked God for a mentor who is trustworthy and consistently lives out God's word? Number seven, what guidelines? Remember we said, we all need guidelines. Everybody does. So what guidelines have you put into place to keep your heart and mind healthy? Sometimes we just have to get hard on ourselves in the right way instead of the wrong way. Number eight, how are you exercising your freedom in Christ? And number nine, will you follow the seven action steps we explored? And I would encourage you to review them. I'm just going to mention them real quick again. Number one, agree with what God says to get rid of and what to hang on to. Two, take the trash out regularly. Three, replace that space with good things, treasure. Number four, be the person He created in freedom and with joy. Five, fulfill your life purpose to honor God every day in small details. Number six, serve and encourage others. Seven, claim the hope of salvation, and that starts now. I just want to mention before we close, if this article has been helpful, please consider supporting our ministry financially to help cover marketing costs that make inspirational resources available. To make a donation, go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. That address again is www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. Thank you for partnering with Alive and Active Life. Now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Do visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.